What's up, everybody? Matthew Kohler with Fight Mixer TV and Bare Knuckles Most Wanted podcast right here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. Right behind me here, you've got the weigh-ins for BKFC going on. So we just caught some drama on film. We're gonna run around and we're gonna see who we can run into and have some conversations with fighters and other friends. So come on with us and we're gonna see who we can run into here. What's up, everybody? Fight Mixer TV and Bare Knuckles Most Wanted podcast right here with the man, Jared Kid Gotti Grant. How you feeling, man?
I feel great, man. Just made weight. See the doctor. I'm ready to go eat and ready to fight tomorrow.
Well, we don't want to take too much of your time, but I just want to say that we're really looking to watching you fight, man. And you know, I think it's going to be a great fight. You got any predictions on how it's going to go down?
Listen, man, all I know is that I'm not going to back up. It's going to be a bloodbath, and I'm going for the knockout. I'm going to be the first one to knock Travis out.
You heard it right here, guys. Kid Gotti.
All right, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
What's up, everybody? Matthew Kohler with Fight Mixer TV and Bare Knuckles Most Wanted. Here with the man, Nate Shook, the man that puts all these fights together, the matchmaker for BKFC. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing great. It's been a long day, but a lot of fun.
It has been a long day, and it has been a lot of fun. The energy at these weigh-ins was incredible. I've never seen anything quite like it. What were your thoughts?
The crowd was insane for these weigh-ins tonight. You know, like when Yuli got up there, it just went electrified. You know, hundreds of people packed into a small room to watch. You know, 14 bouts get matched and walk. Phenomenal.
It's crazy. I'm really, really looking forward to it. I think that this is the most exciting card that you've ever put together, and so. How does that happen? How do you continue to make it better and better with each card that comes along?
So David and the rest of the team and I sat down in the conference room, and he really wanted to emphasize a huge card with a lot of talent on it here at the Hard Rock. So we were going over some ideas, and he's like, we're doing four title fights.
And so. Here we are. We have four title fights tomorrow night, and I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. And so, but how do you top this then? After this, how do you top something like this?
Sooner or later, you hit your pinnacle of cards for a while. I don't see how you can keep escalating. But with that being said, BKFC 19, Paige VanZant versus Rachel Ostovich. It's going to be amazing. We have 11 fights already matched. They just announced the platform match. It's going to be a great card as well, so tune in.
So you heard it here, guys. BKFC 18 tomorrow night right here at the Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida. And then, of course, next month, we've got BKFC 19. It's going to be another barn burner, and we're looking forward to it. And we really appreciate you putting all this together for all the fans.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to do it again. What's up, everybody? Fight Mixer TV and Bare Knuckles Most Wanted here with the number one world-ranked 135-pound bare-knuckle fighter, Reggie Barnett. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. And don't forget the junior. It's Reggie Barnett Jr. So my greatness comes from my father. The world needs to know that. My name is
Reggie Barnett Jr. My greatness comes. I don't have any greatness, but if I do have any, it came from my father, too. So I respect that and I understand. And, hey, thank you for talking to us. And what'd you think of the weigh-ins, man?
Oh, man, did y'all see that energy, yo? It was absolutely electrifying. I have only missed like one or two BKFC events out of all 18, but that one was by far the most electric weigh-in that we have had. So I just am super excited to see how that energy transforms to all the fights tomorrow night.
I completely agree. I think it's going to be fire. This card is one of the ones that obviously I'm very excited about, and we know why that is. Obviously, with my connection with Sam Shoemaker, that's my guy, and we love Sam. Sam loves you. He's a big fan of yours also. But what are some of the fights that you're most excited to watch tomorrow night?
Of course. So I got to say first, I'm really interested in seeing the 135-pound belt between Grant and Travis Thompson. I feel like whoever wins that fight is going to put them in title contention for whenever the belt will be up for, defense again. And then, let me see. Give me a second. It'll come back to me. The title fights. I mean, we're talking four of the bare knuckle titles. Two of them are inaugural title fights. You know, so you just, how can you not be excited for that? I'm going with Yuli, no disrespect to Thiago Alves.
Of course.
Certainly. I'm going with Luis, no disrespect to Tyler Goodjohn. I don't want that belt to leave American soil. I told Sam and I told Joey both, I love them. I'm staying impartial. They know where my heart is deep down inside, and I just want them both to go out there, put all their all, and come out safe and healthy enough to be able to still pursue what they're other doing and take care of their families. That's what's most important to me. And also go out there and put it all on the line and have one of the best heavyweight fights that's happened in combat, modern combat sports history. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And then Julian Lane versus Big Boss. I don't know if any of y'all seen it. I don't know if the video is going to pop up or whatever. But Julian walked over and slapped the crap out of Boss.
He did. I think he bloodied his nose.
And, I mean, come on, man. Y'all are fighting tomorrow. I've always been a fan of Julian Lane and had the utmost respect, yo. But come on, bro. We know you're better than that. You know you're better than that. So you need to hold yourself accountable, dog, or somebody else is. And that's just plain and simple.
Well, there you go, guys. And you know what? I'll tell you another thing, Reggie, that I'm really looking forward to. Yep. I'm looking forward to your next fight.
Yeah. So we know and we told the world that be that bitch. He's no longer the champion. He's no longer in the league. So, of course, me and Johnny Bedford are going to have a rematch. I'm super excited to get a chance to get my W back. The belt will just be icing on the cake, but having a chance to go in there and prove to Johnny that just for that night you were the better man. But any given Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, whichever night you want to fight.
It is what it is, brother. Well, hey, thank you, Reggie.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, and I consider you a friend, and I'll see you tomorrow night. All right, thanks, man. What's up, everybody? Matthew Kohler with Bare Knuckles Most Wanted podcast and Fight Mixer TV. I'm here with
Bare Knuckles Most Wanted.
Bare Knuckles Most Wanted. He might be. But we got Brandon Lambert, Malo, and we just got done at the open, what was an open workout, media event?
Media Q&A, open workouts. It's over here at the Heavyweight Factory over here at Evander Holyfield's gym on Southwest 59th Court in Fort Lauderdale, right next to the Hard Rock Casino.
Yeah, so you weren't in there very long.
Nah, I got to say hi to my friends for about 4 or 5 minutes, and then I got escorted out.
What happened?
Well, a good friend of mine, Joe Riggs, decided that he wanted to call me a bitch and say fuck me, and then he said he was going to smack me. I told him to grab his smacker, and he pushed me, and then everybody kind of came in, and then he wanted to really go after me when there was like 5 people holding him back. When he was writing for my face for about 3 or 4 minutes telling me how he was going to smack me, and he didn't come at me until 4 or 5 people held on to him. So
yeah, it was definitely an interesting ordeal there, and Brandon got escorted out. And listen, to me, I did find it kind of entertaining, so you know, I appreciate the free show there. That was cool. Yeah. But yeah, so we got a great card coming up here with BKFC 18. We're right across the street, right over here at the Hard Rock. You can see the guitar building right there. I'm actually staying in that building. It's freaking amazing.
Oh, somebody's got a bunch of money.
No. don't say that. Some people are going to start to, like, hit me up for money. Anyway.
It's nice to manage the future heavyweight champion of the world.
It is nice to do that, but, you know, hey.
$700. Oh, yeah, it's pocket change.
But yeah, we got a great card, including, of course, Sam the Hillbilly Hammer Shoemaker fighting for the heavyweight world title. And what are your thoughts on this card? What are some of the fights you're really looking forward to?
I mean, I'm looking forward to all these fights, and I'm not saying that to be an ass or you know, to be pompous or corny. Every single fight on this card, there's a bunch of newcomers coming on. But there's newcomers to bare knuckle. They're not newcomers to combat sports. So they're going to be a lot of people that a lot of people haven't heard of, but you're going to hear about them after this weekend. I am so stoked for this card from top to bottom, whether it's the very first fight or the headlining fight. Only fight I'm not super stoked about is Hector Lombard versus Joe Riggs fight, because I already know how that's going to go. So there's only one person on this card that doesn't deserve to be here, and I think we all know who that is.
All right, we'll leave that to you guys, and you can speculate on what he's saying. But I think we all know how Brandon feels. But, hey, man, appreciate your time, and Thanks for tuning in. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I just got one thing to say. Let's go, Pero!
There you have it from the minutes here. Ready? What's up, everybody? Matthew Kohler with Fight Mixer TV and Bare Knuckles Most Wanted, right here with Taylor Starling. We just got done with a press conference for BKFC 19. There was a lot of energy in the room. So the audio wasn't good when we first started, so I couldn't really hear what was going on. Can you give me some insight into what exactly happened there?
Honestly, I have no idea. Apparently, the sound sounded good on the other end of the internet, but for us, I could not hear anything. It was really hard to focus, but I tried to answer everything the best I could.
Absolutely. So Britton Hart got upset. I couldn't hear what she was saying, but I saw that she got upset. What? Could you hear what she was saying?
What happened? You see, I know Britton, and I kind of feel the same way. The fact that Paige VanZant and Rachel Ostovich have a main event, and, you know, Paige VanZant's 0-1, and Rachel Ostovich hasn't fought for bare knuckle, when there are people like us who we feel like we've earned our way. You know, me, I feel like I've earned my way, but I could see why I wouldn't be a main event. But Britton, you know, she's been in there a long time. She beat Paige VanZant really well, so she definitely deserves that spot as a main event. So she got upset because that's how she feels, and it's rightfully so.
Understandable. I totally get it. On another note, though, it's an awesome card tomorrow night.
I know.
So what are your thoughts, and what are some of the fights that you're really, really looking forward to seeing tomorrow night?
I'm really excited to watch Uli Diaz fight. I'm a huge fan of his. He's so kind. I really am excited to see him fight. Joey Beltran and Sam Shoemaker. I like some heavy hitters. That's going to be really exciting. I'm excited to see Teresa and Pearl fight because I fought Teresa. So it's going to be cool to watch how she performs in her upcoming bare knuckle fight, and to see Pearl get welcome to bare knuckle. It's going to really show like who's with it and who's not, you know?
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be fun, and we we'll look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you
for giving us your time.
Absolutely.
And we're looking forward to your next fight.
Thanks so much.
Fight Mixer TV, Bare Knuckles Most Wanted with Taylor Starling.
Bye, guys.
Thank you very much. What's up, everybody? Fight Mixer TV, Bare Knuckles Most Wanted, right outside the weigh-ins for BKFC 18. And we've got one of the crowd favorites right here, Mr. Brian Maxwell, hanging out with us right outside the door. We just got finished up. Man, that was some tremendous energy in the room tonight. So what were your thoughts on the weigh-ins?
I loved it, man. Weigh-ins is like always my favorite part because it's like you're right there, you're getting ready, and you know, your energy, my energy comes from the crowd. I love the crowd before the fight, and that lets me know where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? And I just love it.
Yeah, and the crowd was great. It really was. So you're coming off of a fight that you had a big fight recently with Ocho Cinco.
Yes, sir.
And, man, we're all just really proud of you in the bare knuckle community. You did so well. And what's been, you know, some of your biggest takeaways, or what have been some of your coolest experiences from that?
I mean, first of all, the opportunity and, you know, being able to fight for Floyd and being able to fight my idol at the same time. And, you know, my biggest takeaway from it is, you know, my idol, I had a hashtag called My Idol Is Now My Rival. Now my idol is a big supporter of me and a friend. We've talked almost every day since the fight. And he's actually going to be here with me tomorrow at the fight for support. And he's going to be in my corner. And that's a huge blessing, man. I love it.
It really is. It really is. So we know that you have a fight tomorrow night. We're looking forward to seeing that. How's that going to go?
I mean, it's going to be fun. You know, I'm predicting it to be one of the fight of the night candidates, and that's for sure, big facts. And, you know, me and Francisco Ricci, we're going to have fun and, you know, do what we do and put on a show for the whole world to see.
Very good. What are some of the other fights that you're really looking forward to watching tomorrow night?
I'm definitely ready for the main event. I'm definitely ready for the Diaz fight. And for real, I think the number one fight of the night is going to be Travis Thompson versus Kid Gotti. That's gonna be lit. That's gonna be fireworks. Like I'm waiting to see those two guys bang. Like I'm glad I'm starting the fight card off on pay per view, man. It's gonna be exciting.
It's gonna be a lot of fun, man. We're looking forward to it, and we appreciate your time.
Yes,
and man, hey, we're gonna see you tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good night, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, man. What's up, everybody? Fight Mixer TV and Bare Knuckles Most Wanted. I'm Matthew Kohler here with Miss Rachel Ostovich. We just had a great weigh-in, a ton of energy in the room, and followed that up with a really cool press conference. So you're making a bare knuckle debut, and how excited are you about that?
Man, after what I just went in, like, I'm so excited. That was crazy in there, and I'm excited to go to the fights tomorrow night, and I'm definitely ready for my fight July 23rd. Be there.
We're definitely going to be there, and we're really, really looking forward to it. So do you have any thoughts on any of the fights tomorrow night that you're really looking forward to watching?
Yeah, well, you know me. I'm always a big girl fight fan. I'm definitely excited to see Pearl and how she does, and, yeah, I'm excited.
Well, thank you for giving us your time, and we are looking forward to your debut, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thanks. Appreciate the time. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Fight Mixer TV. I'm here with Andrew Toppin, and we just got out again of the open workout and media session for BKFC 18 right here in Hollywood, Florida. So we had an interesting time. It was cool. We met a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. A couple guys that I hadn't met yet, like Tiago, who else? Bruce, a couple other people, Jake. Bunch of guys that I followed since they first fought in BKFC that I look up to.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So you were right there in the mix of all the drama between Brandon Lambert and Joe Riggs.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell happened, man?
From what I saw, Joe started it, but that's all I remember.
Okay, fair enough. And that we'll leave it at that as far as that goes. So BKFC 18, Saturday night.
Oof.
What are a couple of the fights you're really, really looking forward to?
Definitely the heavyweight championship fight, Joey Beltran versus Sam Shoemaker. I got Shoe, man, Team Shoe, man. Then, of course, the Yuli Alves fight.
Yeah.
Got to go with my boy Yuli on that one, man. Yuli seen me fight in the backyard from where I started. So. And then, of course, the other two championship fights. Got Palomino in the Palomino Get John fight. And then... Of course, I got Hector against Joe Riggs, man.
Very good. Well, hey, when are we going to see you fight?
Right now, I can't really talk about it much, but it'll be soon for sure. I'm going back down to Puerto Rico to start my camp. So.
In Toe the Line or BKFC?
Right now, Toe the Line, yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you for your time, brother.
Awesome.
We appreciate you.
Always.
Andrew Toppin.
Andrew Toppin here with Fight Mixer TV and Bare Knuckles Most Wanted, man. I got my boy TikTok star Evil Hero with me. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, actually. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, man. So, who are you fighting? When are you fighting? And what are you fighting on?
I'm fighting July 23rd this year. I'm fighting against Dakota Olave, TikToker, on the Paige Van Zandt card.
So, July 23rd.
For Bare Knuckle. Bare Knuckle Boxing, baby.
Now, just to clarify, you're doing it with gloves, not bare knuckle, right?
It don't matter, either or. I mean, if I have to do bare knuckle, I'll have to do that. But if we have to wear gloves, we'll wear gloves. Like, it just depends on what we're doing, what the commission makes us do.
Awesome, man. So, what drew you to this, like, this promotion? What drew you to the sport? Why are you doing this?
Why? Oh, I've always been into Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, boxing, and stuff like that my whole life, but... once I started doing social media, I stopped boxing, stopped doing Muay Thai and everything like that. And so once I seen all these TikTokers doing boxing matches, I was like, I want to do that. So I literally went in my front yard, made a video of me punching a window open and calling out a TikToker. The video went viral. All these companies started hitting me up saying, yo, would you fight for us? Would you fight for us? And one of these managers hit me up, put me in contact with David Feldman.
Okay.
And so... a little bit of talking, and then we are here. We are. We're here today.
Awesome, man. So, when it comes to doing social media influencing, whatever y'all call it, and boxing, what are the similarities and what are the differences?
Getting views. Basically, it's the same thing. We're all just trying to get views. We're trying to promote something. The difference is with TikTok and all that, social media is you're not hitting each other. That's the only difference. Literally, that's the only difference I can think of. But other than that, is we're trying to sell stuff, and we're trying to get views, and we're trying to make our platform bigger. Exactly what you're doing. You're trying to sell tickets. You're trying to entertain people. But when your entertainment is different than ours, so it's basically almost the same.
So What are you looking forward to most about getting in the ring next month?
The crowd. I love the attention. I just want the crowd cheering my name. That's the main thing I'm in this for. I just love the adrenaline it gives you when the crowd's screaming your name. It's a different feeling. You can't get that feeling anywhere else.
All right, man. I got three more questions for you, then I'll let you go. What do you think you possess that your opponent doesn't? As far as,
I love your point,
what do you think you possess that your opponent doesn't? Especially when it comes to boxing in the sport.
The fight mentality, for sure.
Okay.
Fear of being hit, and actual skills.
Okay. So, you've trained before.
Yes, I have. I've done Muay Thai and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay. So you actually have experience training, so you know what, like guys like Julian Lane who just walked by, Joe Hittman and Helmore who was just standing right next to you, so you understand and like fully get what we go through when we're cutting weight and stuff.
Fuck yeah, it's not easy. Fighting is not an easy sport. If it was easy, everyone would do it. It's not easy. It drains your body. If you wake up every day sore, your hands are ripped, your legs are cut, you just being, not a lot of people know what. You go onto a jiu-jitsu gym, a Muay Thai gym, or a boxing gym, and you want to play and do flips, but the rug burns you get, the mat burns, it sucks. It hurts. It really hurts. Not a lot of people know about that.
All right, brother, last question. What advice would you give a kid that's sitting at his house watching your videos and when he says that he wants to start his own TikTok, start his own YouTube, start his own social media influence?
Don't let anyone tell you what you can and can't do, and hateful comments, it's just a jealous person. So don't let anything stop you. If you think you have, like, if you can entertain yourself, then you could entertain others. That's, if you can watch a video and smile, then post it. You're good to go. Like, that's the best advice. Like, I kind of almost lost myself because I didn't trust myself, but you just have to trust yourself and go with your gut. That's literally it.
Awesome, man. You heard it here first, Fight Mixer TV, Bare Knuckles Most Wanted, Andrew Gamer Toppin, reporting to you live.
What's up, guys? Matthew Kohler with Fight Mixer TV and Bare Knuckles Most Wanted. We're here right outside the venue for BKFC 18. I'm here with the one and only Sal Ramos. How you doing tonight, sir?
How you doing? Great, Matt. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I'm really excited about all the upcoming things you have going. And I can't wait to coordinate with you because you're very articulate and organized. And so that's a plus in his business. But I'm really excited to see you. I'm glad you made the trip down here from up there. And then we're going to have some fun. So let's just keep everything going.
We're going to keep it going, man. We are going to have some fun. It's going to be an exciting night. And you know what? This is the business of connection. So I'm glad we got the chance to meet you. And I'm excited for what we might be able to do together, sir.
Exactly. That's 100%. God bless us both. I wish you the best.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
What's up, guys? Matthew Kohler with Bare Knuckles Most Wanted Podcast and Fight Mixer TV. I'm here with Bruce Iron Lion. He's got a big fight coming up on the BKFC 18 card on Saturday night. We're really, really looking forward to seeing what you're gonna do, man. I loved your first fight. It was very entertaining. So what do we have to expect from you on Saturday night?
First of all, I'm super excited. I'm really excited to be here. I just want to give a quick shout out to my sponsors, man. Komodo Training Center, Sing's Roti Shop for the best roti in Fort Lauderdale. We got Native Boys TV, DKEK, Dab Killer Extract King. We got Cam Soda for the best porn in the business. We got Dead Bug Edwards for all your extermination needs and the fighting news. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say thank you to everyone. And what can you guys expect? You guys can expect something totally different. I specialize. I'm a Kyosho expert. I've been training in Kyosho, studying Kyosho a lot for the last 17 years. My family actually has been practicing this art. It's a 3,000-year-old art that goes back. It comes from India. And it has to do with hypnosis as well. So I'm also a hypnotist, and I specialize in combative hypnosis is what we call it. And I teach seminars here at a lot of the American Top Team gyms. As you guys know, American Top Team is one of the most well-respected gyms in South Florida or in the world. And so I teach seminars. You guys can check all my seminars out. I got a lot of content out where I'm teaching people how to hypnotize someone while you're fighting them, while you're in full guard, while you're in the clinch position in a bare knuckle fight. And so that's what Kyosho is. It's a mixture of pressure points and combative hypnosis. And so that's what I'm bringing in into BKFC 18. It's some really funky stuff. I got some crazy styles I got. I got the Drunken Master style I'm coming in with, the Praying Mantis style. I'm a man of many different styles, man. I've been doing this shit for a long time, and I'm super excited to shock the world and show them something totally different.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing it, especially now after that buildup. How could you not? But any of these other fights on the card that you're really looking forward to watching?
I'm just curious to see who's gonna win the Luis Palomino fight and the Tyler Goodjohn fight. I don't know. We'll see, because that's the belt that I want. You know, I want that 155-pound belt. Baboon has been sending me crazy voicemails, threatening me, and all kinds of stuff. That's a long story. I don't want to get into that, but that's a long story. But I want that 155-pound belt, and that's really the only fight that I'm kind of like, I'll be paying attention to, because I know hopefully by the end of the year, I'll have that strap around my waist there, the 155-pound title.
Very good, very good. I also just want to say, I am a big fan of fake black belts. Do you want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah, no, for sure. Appreciate you guys bringing up fake black belts. Fake black belts, you could follow me on Instagram, fake black belts, or fake black belts by Bruce Iron Lion on YouTube. We're almost at like 50,000 subscribers. Joe Rogan's giving me a couple of reposts. I got a lot of big celebrities, like almost the whole UFC roster is following fake black belts. And that's a page that I dedicated to my fallen brother, Brent, my older brother. He was 30 years old in 2017. He took his own life, unfortunately. He committed suicide. And so I kind of created this page, Fake Black Belts, in dedication to him. And so if you look on the page, it's the funniest content ever. Like, it's super funny content. And I'm just kind of promoting just mental health awareness and depression awareness through funny videos. And I'm creating a community that people, I mean, you look on the Fake Black Belts page, there's hundreds of comments on every video. You know, people connect, people find friends, and people find people that are going through the same things on my page. And I'm really thankful for that. And I'm thankful for how big Fake Black Belts is blowing up now. I'm selling merch worldwide. I got these hats. Every week I'm selling merch to Australia, England, everywhere. People are supporting the page. Like I said, I'm the realest black belt running the fakest page, man. Fake black belts.
Well, thanks, man, for giving us some of your time. Bruce Iron Lion. Looking forward to your fight, brother.
Man. Appreciate you. Oh, that was good. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Where can I find this now?
What's up, everybody? I'm Matthew Kohler here with Bare Knuckles Most Wanted Podcast and Fight Mixer TV. I am here with Miss Geneva, and she is working currently as an intern with Moo Cow Management. So we happen to pass by Miss Geneva and her mom outside of the open workout and media event for BKFC 18. And we started having a conversation, and she actually, I didn't know this, I had no idea, but she wants to interview me. So we want to give her the opportunity to do that. So I'm going to hand the mic over to you, Miss Geneva.
Hello. Okay, so I guess with my first question, I got to ask, what is it like being Sam Shoemaker's manager?
So it's a lot of fun. You know, I really, really enjoy what I do. You know, I am a guy that is always thinking about business. I'm always, my mind never stops. And, you know, Sam and I actually grew up together in the same town, went to school. He was a couple of grades ahead of me. So I've known Sam for forever. And, you know, when he started doing this, you know, of course, I'm a big combat sports fan. You know, I competed as an amateur throughout most of my childhood in Taekwondo and some other open tournaments in martial arts. And so I'm a big fight fan. So, and of course, one of my friends from back home is, you know, doing this at a very high level. And so reached out to him and we talked through a couple things. And I said, hey, I think that there's some cool stuff that I might be able to do to help you out and take some of this off your plate. And so that's where it started. And it has just gone and gone and gone. And we've done very well. So, and here we are. Saturday night, Sam's fighting for the heavyweight world title.
Let's go. All right. So then with that being said, what would you say to someone my age just getting started in this whole business thing? Any tips?
Just learn. Just learn, you know, ask a lot of questions, and don't be afraid to find some mentors and bounce some ideas off of them. You know, if you have an idea, I mean, maybe it's something no one else hasn't thought about, or a different angle, different way to do things. You know, sometimes there's going to be some trial and error, and not everything is going to work, and that's okay. But you just keep going. It's very similar to really any kind of a sales role, from my perspective. And so the key to being successful in sales is to just, it's a volume game. It's the relationship business. So just get to know a lot of people and make some friends. That's what it's all about.
And with that being said, my mentor, I guess this guy would have to be one along with Britton. So Sam Shoemaker, he's fighting Joey Beltran for a title, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Main event, huge fight, because they're just huge guys. And with Sam being one of the hardest hitters in BKFC or even in all of combat sports, what is your take on that? Being his manager, I'm sure you've seen him train behind the scenes without the cameras going. Joey Beltran being the big name he is, do you have any fears coming into this fight, or are you confident on how it's going to go in Sam's way?
I'm extremely confident. You know, Sam has turned himself into a different kind of animal. He really has, and you can see just a physical difference, physical transformation between, you know, BKFC 1 back in 2018 and now. He looks like a different guy, and he's training like a different guy. He's in the best shape I've ever seen him. He's supremely confident in what he's going to be able to do. And I think that he's going to shock a lot of people, you know, and you may see some things from Sam that you haven't seen yet. And so I'm feeling very, very confident. Of course, you know, you ask about fear. I have no fear because I'm not going to go in there and get punched, hopefully. So, you know, there's always nerves, but I nervous energy. But it has nothing to do with the concern that Sam's not going to go in there and get a finish. So Sam is going to be the next heavyweight champ. I feel like one of two things will happen, and it'll probably happen within the first three rounds. Joey goes out. Joey goes to sleep. Sam knocks him out, or Sam just busts him up so much that that the doctor's going to have to stop the fight. You know, not taking anything away from Joey. I respect the guy a lot. He's a very, very tough man, and he's a good fighter. But styles make fights, and I think that if Joey does what Joey always does, and Sam comes in and does what I know he's going to do, I don't see how it could go any other way.
I'm prepared to be shocked, I will admit. I am excited to see this fight go on. Are there any other fights you're looking forward to watching?
All of them. It's going to be super fun. It's going to be an awesome event. And Geneva, thank you so much for interviewing me. And, you know, you guys stay in contact with us. Anything we can do for you, we'd love to help out and help you grow in what you're doing. I'm excited for you. So
thank you so much.
All right. Well, we'll wrap this from Bare Knuckles Most Wanted podcast and Fight Mixer TV here with Geneva. And she might be the next big thing in the management world of combat sports. So keep an eye on this one.
Of course. Is there anybody you would like to give a shout out to on my live?
I would like to give a shout out to Brittany Serino, or no, so Carino. And also Britton O'Bannon's mom, or not Britton O'Bannon, Britton Hart's mom, and Brittany Carino. I want to shout out to you guys because I have bets with them on this heavyweight title fight, and we have bet $100. So I'm betting on Sam, of course. They're both betting on Joey, but whoever, if Joey wins, I make a $100 donation on each of those bets to Britton's battle. And when Sam wins, they're both going to donate $100 to hashtag Britton's battle. So hello to the O'Bannons and all my friends out there in the bare knuckle community. Love all you guys, and looking forward to seeing everybody on Saturday night.
I'm excited. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Good job.
What we do here is go back, 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 back.